You guys, if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, you need to. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcast, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to Mimesis, the podcast about all the twisted ways that art and life imitate each other. I'm Stacey Rourke.
And I'm Elliot Rourke.
And we will be your hosts on this zany adventure. It's Elliot here today. To our listeners, do not fear, Sandra is not being replaced, but this is my oldest offspring who is here with us today.
Yay.
She had a special topic that she wanted to do, that she wanted to research. And when your child comes to you and says she wants to research something, she wants to do a investigative journalism, we let that happen, don't we?
Yay.
Yeah. So, Elliot, what will we be talking about today? Did you bump the mic?
A little, yeah. So I'm going to be talking about The Caretakers Everywhere at the End of Time, which is a 6.5 hour long digitally created musical album by James Leland Kirby, a.k.a. The Caretaker.
Okay.
Which this kind of covers through the eyes of a dementia patient, what goes on in their brains and things like that. So, yeah.
Now, did he have somebody in his life that was affected?
I don't think so. No, he didn't. However, he was diagnosed later with dementia himself. Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That was like a self-fulfilling prophecy that he researched it and then was diagnosed with it.
Pretty much, yeah. Karma.
Exactly. See, it shows you what you put in the universe is what you get back. So I'm going to be a millionaire, universe. I need you to listen.
Reminds me of the thing from Friends.
What?
When Rachel comes in the wedding dress. And
oh,
after,
yeah. I just want to be married again.
And I want $1 million.
Yeah. She walks in the wedding dress.
Yeah.
Yes. I see that. All right, ma'am. We'll get started. Kick us off here.
Okay. Before absolutely anything, it gets kind of dark. Because this isn't a fun mental thing.
No, like it's a disorder, and it's a tragic disorder that people deal with. So. Yeah.
And if you yourself aren't in like a super like great point in your own life, maybe skip this episode or come back to it later when you're feeling a little better. Yeah.
Honey, we usually talk about serial killers. They know what to expect from us.
That's fair. Yeah. If your viewers are as weird as you are.
Yeah.
First of all,
viewers, what are they looking at? This is a podcast.
Maybe like you. Maybe they're looking at the road.
If they're listening while they're driving, I really do hope they're watching.
Look at the road. There's nothing else. There's a bug on the mic. No, there's not. It's a fuss. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's karma because you put a fake cockroach in your sister's water glass today. So literally, since then she's been seeing bugs everywhere, and I think she knows it's because her sister's going to get payback at some point. So now everywhere she's like, bug.
I hate bugs. Let's start at the beginning. How's that sound?
That's a great place to start. Yeah.
So this whole thing was brought to me when Landon, my cousin, who's like my best friend. We first moved down to Florida, and he was looking for something of us to have in common, but at the beginning, we really didn't. So he brought me to the weird side of YouTube, which is everything spooky. And this was there, and he was like, hey, you should look into this a little bit. That might be fun for you. And I went, okay. And if I didn't think he was weird before, I sure did after listening to that.
Yeah, I can see that.
But this was kind of how we bonded. So this whole thing has a special little place in my own soul. So
cute.
Yeah, that's very cute. Nice. Okay, so this is Everywhere at the End of Time is a full 6-phase.
What's the name of it?
Everywhere at the End of Time.
Okay.
It's a full, like, six phase song story leading to a full build-up and the POV of a dementia patient, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, again, it's 6.5 hours, and...
Did you listen to all 6.5 hours?
I did, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. There wasn't a pause, it wasn't anything. It was actually a day where, I think it was, like, close to the end of the school year, too. So while everything was closing out, you know, end of school year, nobody's really doing anything. So that entire day, I pretty much had, like, one earbud in. School's 7 hours long.
Ugh.
So I was listening to that all day.
That's a dark day.
And I'll tell you what.
You were not in a good place by the end,
No, no, no. It's meant for one sit-through, however.
Oh, really?
If you space it out, kind of, you don't get the same feeling. Like, the vibe isn't... Okay. There. Not a workout playlist.
Weirdest workout ever.
I'm working out, but I'm crying. That works for some people, though.
I've cried in workouts before. I don't want to do this.
So there was a... You know what Reddit is?
Yes.
There was a viral post that was made not too long ago, which was a creation made by the person of the user.
A creation?
Made by a user. And it was just kind of an image. So pretty much what this image is supposed to represent is what a person, patient, who is in fact having a stroke or is slowly turning, end up with dementia, is seeing. And I'm showing my mother this picture now. Try to name at least one thing in this picture. You probably can't.
I can't name anything in there. Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. That's, which also kind of sucks, because it's full of stuff. And that's what your brain wants to know. It wants to see. And it wants
to... Yeah, it's a picture that, like, there's a bunch of things in there that look like they would be recognizable, but it's altered in a way that you can't recognize any of them. And yeah, you can see that a dementia patient... surrounded by things that you should know what they are, but you can't, your brain just won't tell you, won't make out what it is. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. And this user used a website called Art Breeder to make this. So if you want to make terrible nightmare garbage, Art Breeder is there for you.
I'm good. Thanks.
We're not sponsored. So a little bit about the caretaker himself, AKA James Leland Kirby. I feel like I said that already.
You did, but I love that he calls himself the caretaker. That's it's very ominous.
And then writes something like this.
Reminds me of the Crypt Keeper, but that's before your time and you won't know what that is.
I wish I did. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. James Leland Kirby was a...
Was? He's not dead.
Is. An English electronic
producer.
He's
feeling better. He'd like to go for a walk.
And has been working under the caretaker name for a while, like decades. Longer than I've been alive, which isn't too long. I'm 16.
You've done a decade and a half.
Have I?
A decade is 10 years.
I thought it was 12.
No.
No, that's how many.
That's a dozen.
Yeah. Okay. His earliest project was in 1999, with the debut being Selected Memories from the Haunted Ballroom, which is pretty cool.
It sounds cool. It makes me think of the Haunted Mansion instantly, because there's the ballroom where, you know, the ghosts swirl and dance.
Yeah. So that was his earliest creation, and the last one being Everywhere at the End of Time, which is this one. Phase one of the most recent project, this being Everywhere at the End of Time. Phase one of this was released in 2016. Phase two and three in 2017, and four and five in 2018, and six in 2019. So
this is all part of the 6 hour thing.
Like, yeah,
he kept adding to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it was all in one album kind of thing. So where we had to listen to 6 hours of this, he went on years, man.
Is he okay? Does he need a hug?
No, he might. He had, like, I looked at pictures of this dude. He had, like, super gnarly hair, like your Brian May. Queen guitarist, like his hair, but think like poofier.
Okay.
That.
So when you say gnarly, you mean good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like now, if you look at pictures of him then, he's like completely bald.
Well, stress to do that. Stress will do
it
that.
It did it to me for a while.
Look at, like, most presidents. If you look at a picture of them at the beginning of their presidency and the end of their presidency, it usually, like, ages them by decades.
Terribly. Because yeah. You're running an entire country, man.
Yeah.
So in an interview, he was stating how difficult the project was and how dementia is kind of a disease that doesn't really make things make sense to people, seeing as that image that I just showed you, none of that makes sense.
Yeah.
And if I tried thinking of that image right now, I can't. I don't know if you can too much. Maybe you can remember, like, colors or anything like that, but you can't, like, completely make up what was of that picture.
Yeah.
So, okay. Those 6 hours in this thing were designed to recreate how a person would feel going through this kind of, like, let's call it a brain-eating disease. There is a brain-eating bacteria. Did you know that?
I know there's a flesh-eating bacteria.
Ooh.
I know somebody that died of it, too.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
You don't know them.
I don't?
No. It was a friend of a friend, but yeah, they got it. They bumped into a rack in a store, and there was something on the rack that they ended up with.
And now I have a phobia of everything.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Dementia is kind of like a, not really, I don't want to say a universal experience, but it's quite a common case.
Yeah.
People come down with it pretty much all the time, and it's not fun.
No, your great-grandma had dementia.
Yeah.
And she was one of the most smart as a whip and one of the most amazing women, and it was very sad that she was a completely different person by the end.
Ugh.
Yep.
Man, that sucks. I hate this. Another thing that I thought was really super cool was people who have studied this have found that, and I have backup information from this, from two of my friends, two of which have had, it was either a grandparent, it was a grandparent for both of them, it was Tyrion and Denki, who both know somebody who, I think it was Tyrion's grandmother, who, and I didn't even ask him about this or anything, he just said that the one of the last things that his grandmother could remember is the fact that she would hum the same song. And that is the thing that is actually a thing.
That is a thing that, that is a
that's
thing.
A thing that's a thing. And that's what the researchers have found. So when he said that, I was like,
they found that there's like a song that gets stuck
they will
in
their remember
head?
Their favorite song up until kind of the very end.
So if I got dementia, the very last thing I'm going to remember is all the words to Baby Got Back. That'll be fun. That'll be fun for everyone.
In last words, my anaconda. Oh my god.
Unless you got buns, hon. Elliot recently learned that I know all of the words to Baby Got Back from beginning to end, and she was, I don't know if you were equally like traumatized and impressed.
I wasn't traumatized in any way. I was mostly impressed. I don't know. How old do you think your viewing is? Because I was about to say, I pretty much look like the Pikachu meme. Yeah. That entire time.
She did. I was driving. It was wonderful. She just looked like surprised Pikachu the whole time.
It's true, yeah. So by humming that, that makes it kind of like the only memory that they can hold on to.
Okay.
For a while. And so these kind of musical recreations by Kirby are representation of the last thing of what a person remembers. Which also kind of sucks.
Yeah, all so, of this sucks. It's heartbreaking.
It is, yeah. That kind of puts a wrap on kind of like the back of everything. How do you feel about the album artwork? I know you haven't seen any because I haven't showed it to you.
Well, I saw the one that you painted.
I did.
That's beautiful.
We should post that one.
We
that
will. We'll post a picture of the artwork she did of one of the album covers. It was beautiful.
Stop.
I will not.
Okay. Phase one is what we can kind of assume to be like a rolled up piece of paper or something like that.
Yeah, it looks like a rolled up magazine almost.
Yeah, there's really
but there's no color on it.
Yeah, there's no like question kind of specifics or anything. You can kind of tell what it is, but there's not really like a visual.
Yeah, I mean, it's
just kind of there.
It's just
also,
there.
I want to point out these were done by the wonderful artist Ivan Seal, who his paintings are beautiful.
Were these somehow connected to the YouTube thing?
Hmm?
Were they connected to the original project somehow? Or were these just...
Ivan Seal and James Leland Kirby worked together for a very long time. So as Kirby was a digital musical artist, and Ivan Seal was just an artist, they kind of like worked together and was like, hey, I'll do this if you do this. And they're like, okay. Cool.
So every album that he released, this is the guy that did the artwork for it.
Pretty much. Except I think the Haunted Ballroom one, I don't think he did the art for that.
I really want to see the art for that because that sounds cool.
It was, yeah.
Okay, so are we on to number two?
We're on phase two. Okay. Phase two is like an abstract flower pot. You can tell what this is and you can visualize it,
but it looks wrong. Like the pot looks wrong. You can tell there's something off about it.
And you can't tell what it's made of.
Yeah, you can't tell what it's made of. You can't really tell. Like you know it's a flower pot because there's flowers coming out of it, but the pot itself just looks wrong. And again, we'll post pictures of these.
Of course. Okay. So that one is where things start to get a little shaky.
Yeah.
Like, it's there, but you don't want it to be. Okay. This one is also where things get a little spooky. Phase three is either what is a tree or seaweed, and this is where it's starting to take some more effect. The brush strokes get, like, more harsh and things like that. Also, if you look at it for long enough, which I found myself doing, you can kind of start to see some faces. Like,
well, that's a thing our brain does is our brain always tries to make a face on
something.
Things. Yeah. This only looks like a tree or seaweed because of the color. Other than that, it's not really distinguishable in any fashion.
That's true. If this was like purple, I'd be like squiggles.
Yeah. It looks like if you dumped ink into water and then swirled it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just shapes. It's not really. Although this up in this corner looks like a snake eye to me. Or like a reptile eye right there.
Okay. I can see it.
Yeah. And we will post pictures of these. That's
all the fancy stuff.
Yeah. But you can see how at that point the brain isn't making things recognizable anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right. Phase four this is the painting that I drew. Phase four has a direct correlation with another painter who did a full project on himself, which was he was diagnosed also with dementia, but he was also painting self-portraits through his own phases. Each year he would make a new self-portrait of himself, and this is kind of like a direct reference from that.
Okay.
And this guy is German. I can't say his last name at all. And I wrote it, and I can't tell if the U is a U or a V, but I think it's Undermullens, maybe?
That sounds one of those. German.
William Undermullens or something like that. One of those. I'm sorry, he's dead now, so...
Rip.
Still fly high.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a self-portrait, and this one isn't really too bad. Which I think this painting was called, I wrote it on that one, the temporary bliss state, where you think it's fine.
Yeah, but it looks like a person silhouette with almost like a wet towel or blanket over their face.
Yeah.
Like covering everything from the nose up. Mm-hmm. Still very recognizable as a person, but you can see that part of their face is covered.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful painting.
It is. So, do you remember the scene in This Is Us with... Because Rebecca had either dementia or Alzheimer's, one of those. Do you remember the scene where everybody was sitting at dinner and Rebecca was trying so hard just to remember one thing?
She's trying to remember what the last car of the train is called.
Yes.
The caboose.
And it took her... How long did it take her?
Like a couple, all day.
All day
she was thinking about it.
And when she finally, shot up from the table and screamed, caboose, it's the caboose, that is the temporary bliss state. Because you finally did. You caught that bit of information, and that's like, hey, I did it, I'm fine, I'm cured.
Oh, yeah.
You're wrong.
But it's the temporary bliss that you can still remember. It's just more of a struggle.
Yeah. Which is also super upsetting.
Yeah, all of this is so heartbreaking.
It is. Okay. Phase five is pure chaos. I drew something like this the other day. Not the other day, like last year in my history class. You can't really make a lot out of this. It's like a...
No, it looks like there's an arm. It looks like there's a leg. There's some stairs. And then there's just a weird shape.
It's... I personally don't see anything. It looks...
Like, I can see a leg here. I can see an arm here. It looks like it's holding a stick or something and yeah. stairs. But other than that, it's just... It's a shape.
Yeah, I can see that. I saw some, like, weird Victorian lady riding a seahorse down the stairs. But that doesn't sound right.
I know the part right here I can see Victorian because it kind of looks like a skirt yeah. on the side.
And then that up there being like, you know how they had like the big powder wakes or something like yeah, that?
I can see that.
Yeah. It's just, you can kind of see it out the corner of your eye, but then looking directly at it, it's just...
It's nothing.
It's like when you see like little shadow figures in the corners of your eyeballs, then you look at it and it's like, oh, cool.
Or like right, if you see a cloud and you're like, hey, that looks like this, and then it moves just a little bit and you're like, no, that doesn't look like anything now.
Lot. I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stage six for me is one of the scariest ones, only maybe not visually, but when you finally dig deeper into it. This is what I believe is it's just a piece of wood, there being like some tape on the back, or I don't know, like for the layman, like a blank
canvas. It looks like painter's tape.
Yeah.
I'm very confused by this.
This one pretty much just comes from breaking your own mind. Because if it is a painting, something is there, but you can't see it.
Oh.
It's backwards. It looks like just something turned away from you for just kind of...
Yeah, it looks like you're seeing the reverse side of it.
Yeah. I think that's the scariest one, only because then that's it. That's what this is. And I actually sketched this drawing into my notes only because I just wanted to see. And yeah. So...
It's a lovely sketch.
So thank you. I really appreciate it. I worked very hard on it. Yeah, I just think this one just shows you somebody else's reality. And yeah, that's pretty cool. So there, as I've mentioned before, around stage four, there
that rhymed.
There was a man named William... German last name.
Is it the same guy? Yes. Or is it a different German guy?
It's the same guy.
Okay.
Same guy as before. Okay. Utramalen or something like that. He was an artist who was diagnosed with a form of dementia, and he painted himself each year as it was getting progressively worse. He started this experiment in like 2000. No, he started this in 1967 and it ended in 2000.
Oh, that's a long battle. That's a very long struggle. Bless his heart.
Yeah. And I just want to say the bravery that this dude had to go to for that.
Yeah.
Knowing that that's there and it's doing this thing and he just has a visual of it. So I'm going to put these drawings right here.
And I can kind of describe them.
Go ahead.
The first one is a very... detailed sketch of himself. He's got a trimmed up beard and kind of wispy hair. Very beautiful artwork. The next one, it's a little bit more, it's not as detailed.
It's kind of abstract if you think
about it. It's got kind of an abstract feel to it. Harsher colors, harsher lines. The next one, his face is very distorted, like his structure of his head and his body is normal, but his face is very distorted. Not everything is in the correct place. The next one is very, very abstract, very bold colors, bold lines. He only did his face, and it looks very harsh. The next one is not recognizable as a person at all. It's just shapes and dark colors. And the last one is, it looks like a pencil sketch.
Yeah.
And again, you can't really, you can kind of see eyes and a nose, but it's not distinguishable really as a face anymore.
And what I want to point out is he drew all of these while looking in a mirror.
Oh.
And by the end of it, he couldn't recognize himself anymore. So this disease, you lose all touch with everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything is just gone. You have nothing.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Looking at these and hearing about this one topic just kind of broke me for a while, only because, like, man, he was looking in a mirror. He was looking in a mirror. I don't know. That just
That's your great-grandma Lois at the end. She couldn't recognize her own children anymore.
Yeah. And seeing videos and things like that of moms who can't recognize their own kids. There was a woman who, her son had brought her to, it looked like a McDonald's or a Wendy's or something like that, just for a dinner, just the two of them. And she freaked out because a stranger sat at the table with her, but it was her son.
Aww.
And he had to turn the camera off afterwards, and I think the last thing that he said before it turned off was, "Mom, it's me."
Aww.
And just,
yeah.
How do you feel about getting into the phases now?
Okay.
Phases 0 through 6.
Let's do it.
Okay. We're starting at phase 0. I know I said 1 through 6, but I lied. It's 0 through 6 because dementia starts with no symptoms. You could have this thing for a while before anything starts to show up.
So it just is dormant in the brain for a period of time?
Yeah. So it's kind of like that disease that deers get. I don't remember what it's called. But it's like this bacteria that also kind of eats at them, but they get like little like tumors along their body that are like rock hard.
I have no idea.
I'm sorry.
Rock hard deer disease?
That doesn't sound
good. Doesn't. Doesn't sound good at all.
Oh, I got rock hard deer disease.
A lot of deer go to the gym for that.
Oh my god. Oh, you were thinking swole.
Oh, god. See? This is what happens when you live with a 16-year-old.
You put me in high school and that was your first
mistake. I put you in high school.
<You did>.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So really the only, you can't really get anything picked up by a medical professional in this phase, only because, again, it's just kind of
there.
Your brain. And
well, thing. And you wouldn't be testing for it because you don't have any symptoms.
Exactly. There would really be no point in doing anything. So phase 0, done and over with. That's about it. Phase 1 is 40 minutes in length, and within this, you really can't tell if the main instrument you're hearing is a trumpet or a violin.
Oh, the part of the YouTube thing is 40 minutes in length. I was like, that part of like all of dementia is only 40 minutes long.
I said phase 1, didn't I?
You did, but I thought we were talking about the phases of dementia.
This was only 40 minutes. You get 40 minutes.
Oh, you go through that phase so fast. It escalates so quickly. Okay.
I meant the music.
Okay, of the music. All right, yes. I got it.
Yes. Also, yeah, keep in mind, when I say in length, I don't mean the phases. I mean the song tracks, because this is a song story album. So, yeah. Don't do that. That's not what I'm talking about, and you'll get confused.
Okay.
Stacey moment. LOL.
Whatever, man. You didn't say, let's talk about the phases of the
You're right.
I thought we were talking about the phases of dementia.
Okay. What was I saying?
Yes. The music at the in phase 1.
You can't tell if it's a trumpet or a violin, which in general is you can tell the difference perfectly. And I don't want to get copyrighted, so while I would play you the clip, I can't. So you have to go find that for yourself. You're on a mission.
Okay.
Not you specifically, the viewers.
Yeah.
Not viewers.
Stop
the
saying
listeners.
Viewers.
What do you call your mimesis people? Your mimesis? The mimesers?
Our listeners.
That's, you need a name for them.
Oh my gosh. Hi, short attention span girl. You want to get back to the phases, please?
Little cookie cutters?
Okay.
Little feminist sharks?
Feminist sharks.
I'm going to call your listeners feminist sharks.
Okay.
Because
of the Jaws episode.
Everybody should be a feminist. A little bit. Not a little bit. Okay, anyways, hi.
Attention span of a squirrel.
Okay. So Kirby said this entire part of this phase one, was done digitally, which everything is.
Yeah.
The music track is like a metaphor for memory, that a certain track is like a certain memory. So within each of these phases and the minutes, there is another, it's like the name of a song, kind of. So like a normal album. While there is six phases, there's also like 3 to 4 songs within them. So it's one big album composed of 6 or smaller albums with 3 or 4 songs in each of them.
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah. So this one is in the early stages of dementia, where you're unaware of the structure of things and just like the kind of, it's there, but it's also not. So this song is actually, the very opening one is a distorted version of the song Heartaches by Al Boley, which I love that song. I love that song so much. It's just a vibe. And it makes me happy inside. This phase is broken into 2 other sections titled We Don't Have Many Days and My Heart Will Stop Enjoy. And overlooking these like titles, which are like sad. My Heart Will Stop Enjoy. No. These sounds sound more like nostalgic and calming and kind of like happy.
Yeah.
Like I could hang out to these. It's just kind of like within those, it's like oldies, 30s, 40s music, maybe earlier than that. It just sounds super like crinkly and it doesn't sound all over the place. It's just kind of smooth and nice sounding. It's just like a vinyl. Like a happy little vinyl.
Okay.
A silence before the chaos. Which, yeah. Curly described. His hair was curly, but now he's bald.
He's one of the 3 stooges.
Kirby describes this phase as, and these are his words, not mine. Here we experience the first signs of memory loss. The stage is like a beautiful daydream, the glory of old age and recollection. The last of the great days, is what he said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's heartbreaking.
And after those great days are over, we come to the end of the first album. So that is the end of that one. 40 minutes, a couple of, like, nostalgic 40 minutes out the window. Here we enter phase 2. Phase 2 is kind of similar to phase 1, but the music is more crackling and there's more like a vinyl sound with the effects, but you can still understand what you're hearing. Really, the only differences are in like the amount of distortion, kind of.
Okay, so it's like a record's playing, but it's kind of distorted. Like so maybe like, the record got a little bit warped.
Like maybe a little warped, but also like not like, like not like a, it's more like a let me explain something to you but not use a single vowel.
Are you speaking whale?
I'm trying to summon the Swedish chef.
Okay. Borg, borg, borg.
We make it a pie with the bazooki. Okay.
By the way, if anyone listening to this has not seen that Swedish Chef skit where he's making the pumpkin pies, it's one of the funniest things ever. You need to look it up. It's hysterical.
Yes, I agree. So, like, the only part of this thing increases, like, the only thing that it increases in is white noise. So, like, where the first one was more like a music, this one is more like music and then background ambiance.
Okay.
Like, you're hearing it under a pillow.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it like more staticky or just you're hearing more?
It's more staticky, but then
like kind of muffled.
Yeah, that is more muffled. Like, or if you can think of like TV static, how like when it goes does like the black and white thing.
Yes, it's that's like what static is. Yes. The noise is coming out of you right now.
Why can't I explain things with words? like I put on the spot and then forgot how the English language works. I'm sorry, my first language is the Swedish Chef. The titles of these are called A Losing Battle is Raging, Glimpses of Hope in Trying Times, and The Way Ahead Feels Lonely. And again, the tracks counter their names by sounding super like sweet and homey. Like something your grandma would play while she's cooking like supper or something like that. And you're like, Grandma, you good? You okay? You want to talk about it? Something kind of like that. Kirby describes this stage as a second stage is the realization and self-awareness that something is wrong with a refusal to accept it.
Oh.
And I can see why. You don't want to forget. Like, if you forgot me by tomorrow, I'd be upset. You'd probably be a little upset.
Well, according to you, phase one is only 40 minutes long, so it's going to happen fast.
Whoops. If you forget me 40 minutes from now, they get midway through the next episode with Sandy and be like, who? I have homework.
Who are you? How did you get in here?
I'm your kid. No. The fuzzy one is the kid.
Yeah. The Newfoundland's my kid. That would be heartbreaking if I remembered the dog and not you.
Be like, okay, we can't. No. So vinyl still cracks and we're getting closer to stage three with this one. Which this is where it's like an uphill climb. But this is like the very like tip of the hill. Like before you get up to the top. And I'm not gonna make a noise this time.
I think you need to.
Top of the roller coaster and you can see it coming and you're like,
I've been on many roller coasters with you and you've never made that noise.
Maybe I think that noise. Only because we go to Disney for roller coasters. I don't make that noise on a Disney roller coaster unless it's Tower of Terror, in which I shart my pants.
Oh my god, you said shart on a podcast.
I'm sure it's happened before.
We went to Universal Studios. Their rides are more extreme.
Yeah, but Universal's not as fun. Unpopular opinion, Universal sucks. Phase three is where confusion really sets in. This thing, the song, lasts 45 minutes.
Thank you.
Not the phase. It's just 5 minutes longer than the first phase. Sweet! This one really sets in where the panic and fear is. It's like scattered. I don't know why I keep trying to use visuals. The tracks feel like they're being stretched and elongated and overlaid. And they're signifying that memories are being kind of tampered with.
Okay.
Like there's something eaten away at them.
That's just so painful to think of. Like your memories, you know, we talk about things that we've done and funny stories all the time that, you know, we bond over and we laugh over, and to lose those.
How am I supposed to remember putting a cockroach in my sister's drink?
Oh. She's going to make sure you remember that forever. Like, girl, sleep with one eye open, because that little one wakes up and chooses violence. So,
just woke up one day and chased me with a wooden.
No, that's not what happened. You woke her up with a banging a wooden spoon against a pot.
Okay, yeah,
and she took the wooden spoon from you and chased you with it.
Okay, I'm a terrible human being. Whoopsie daisy. These tracks are pretty much goofed up. Like somebody saw them and went stretch. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at dementia at all. I'm laughing at a 16-year-old describing these things. Stretch.
They also randomly stop in the middle, and it just begins the new track. And they're just kind of bouncing around, sort of. So, like, if you're midway through a song and you accidentally skip it, and then it goes on to the next one, that's pretty much what this is, except with, like, scary spaces. Which are being replaced with like vinyl and creaky noises and things like that. When I skip a song, it's replaced with sobs.
Not to change the subject, but have you ever like a song just got finished playing and you have to play it again because you don't feel you really appreciated it enough the first time?
Yeah. So a little funny little fact here. Kirby got the idea for this phase and like the inspiration from it from The Shining and, like, the ballroom scene. So really? We got it from a little booze hound ball, which is kind of cool. Yeah. I just thought that was really neat because I really like The Shining.
You and your sister were hysterical during that movie.
What's her name?
This is the scariest thing I've ever seen. This is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
What's her name? Wendy running like Kermit the Frog the entire time. Your son is being chased by an axe murderer woman. Put the Kermit arms down, drop your coat, and sprint!
High knees, come on!
High knees! Thick snow! Go! Man, if my coat was in the way, I'd probably just, everything is coming off. I'm running through the snow. Maybe not.
I don't think stripping is going to help at that moment, but okay, go on.
Distraction for the murderer.
He wants to kill you. That's not going to help.
Okay, the titles of these phases are as such. Sublime beyond loss, aching cavern without lucidity, and empty bliss beyond this world. And Kirby describes this as the last coherent memories before confusion finally rolls in.
Oh.
Phase 4. You sad yet?
In general, yeah.
My God! You know, Mimesis therapy episode.
We need to have a self-help one.
Phase 4 is where music theory kind of goes more into this. It's more of like a noise and drone album at this point. So, not great. Really, to be honest, Phase 4 is my personal favorite, only because this is where realization set in, and as somebody who listened through the entire 6.5 hours of this in one sitting, ow!
This one got really painful.
This one, like,
how long was this one?
So, this one was at least, this is one of the longest ones. The timestamp of this is 90 minutes.
Oof.
And
that's a long time for chaos.
Yeah, I did have to pause it a little bit just to go to the bathroom for a second to get as far away from this as possible. I left my phone and my earbuds in that classroom and just took a minute to just be like, whew.
Is that one of the times you lost your earbuds?
No, because I had different earbuds at that point.
Ones that you've lost since then.
Anyway,
how many pairs have you gone through?
Not as many as Maddie.
Okay. Look at you throwing your sister under the bus.
Put a cockroach in her drink for running the bus in the same night. She's not having a good night. So this one, again, is 90 minutes, and the old music plays faintly as we hear more like brass and woodwinds play with like a vinyl crackle, like increasing. This is where, again, you start to confuse the instruments way more than the first one. Except this time, no, you're hearing trumpet, violin, and a piano, which...
The trumpets!
Which, do not sound alike in any which way.
Yeah.
Unless you're Phase 4 of Everywhere at the End of Time. Then of which, it sounds exactly the same. Was the helicopter on the house just now?
Yeah, sorry if anyone heard that. There was a helicopter flying very low over our house just now. We do not live in Compton. I'm not really sure what's happening.
We have a nice house, I promise. the music... Okay, this is kind of, again, part of the reason I needed to leave this part. Is because the music itself sounded like it was in pain.
Oh.
Like, the instruments are just not having a good time. Somebody hurt them very badly. The trumpets.
The trumpets.
The trumpets need help. It's just kind of like they're begging to be heard at this point. They want something out of what they're doing. Which... is also reflective in a dementia patient.
Yeah.
The phases in this phase are titled... Okay, so this is the one that I did that painting for, but they all kind of have the same title. There are four, but the three are named post-awareness confusions, and the one called the temporary bliss state. And Kirby describes this one as serenity and the ability to recall singular memories gives way to the confusion and horror. Memories begin to rupture and become tangled.
Your grandma, who was an RN her entire life, had some dementia patients, and she said that a lot of times they would have moments of hostility and aggression and just flat out anger. And I can see that because you don't know what's happening. You don't know who you are anymore. You don't know who the people are around you. And you can see how that would make somebody very angry.
Mm-hmm. It's like being completely overstimulated for years of your life.
Yeah.
That guy went from like 1960 something to 2000. Being that just completely shaken for that long, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Just don't murder somebody.
I love that that's kind of become a motto of our podcast. It's just don't kill people.
Don't kill people. So phase five is what I described as the last cry of wanting to remember the disorient, the everything that's been disoriented.
Okay.
And there's too much to remember at this point that absolutely anything cohesive is just no.
It's gone.
Nothing. The music takes a backseat to the chaos and it just lets it all go. And if you listened to like one of these very last parts, it sounds like somebody's screaming.
Oh.
It's not the entire thing, and it's not like metal screaming. It's like, say you're walking through a super, just like a dark hallway in like 1920, and there's this music playing from the ball area downstairs, and in one of the rooms beside you, there's just this sad, weeping scream coming from somewhere else.
That but was it's beautifully not super put faint. Together.
Thank you!
See, you used words and not sounds.
I could have made the noise. Oh! Doesn't sound like that at all.
That's not beautiful.
Sorry, did you want a noise? I gave you a noise.
I didn't. I was trying to compliment you, and it turned into that.
Yeah. It's like industrial rust is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
When you think of rust, think of this. When you think of this, think of rust.
Sounded like a commercial for rust. When you think of rust, think of commercial rust. By Menon. Ding!
Ding! Oh, O'Reilly's. Industrial dust. Dust. Rust. That's what I meant to say. Industrial rust. I ruined it.
You did.
Failed. Okay. So this just kind of sounds like an overlap of everything. It makes you wonder if, after listening to that, if it really did, like, happen. If you actually listened to that, or if you, like you said before, needed to go back and listen to it again because you don't think you got it right the first time, but you're still emotionally affected by it, so you listen to it again and you're like,
okay.
Yeah. I hated those noises and really waited for it to kind of just stop. So I just couldn't wait for phase five to be over. I wanted to skip it.
How long was phase five?
Phase five was it was like around maybe like 45 minutes or something like that.
That's a long time for that kind of pain.
Yeah. The titles in this album are as such: Advanced Plague Advanced Plague Entanglements.
Okay.
Synapses retrogenes and the sudden time regression into isolation. Kirby simply describes this one in summary: confusion and horror closing in on the grand finale, which is phase six, is close at hand.
All right, let's do it. Phase six.
Phase six doesn't have a description. So much like when you look at the description of this video and when you click on it, there's nothing there. It just says phase six and then the timestamps of which these are. It's 90 minutes. There's no recollection of any of this nostalgia music you heard before. The grasp on your own reality is just gone, and the track mostly consists of deep, devastating drones. It's just like a funnel of nothing. It's just going away. It sets in.
You can't make anything out in it. It's just darkness.
Yeah. really the only note that we have on this is just post-awareness stage 6 is without description. The titles consist of A Confusion So Thick You Regret You Forget Forgetting, A Brutal Bliss Beyond This Empty Defeat, and Long Decline Is Over, and A Place in the World Fades Away, which I hate that title. It's so beautiful, but it sucks.
Yeah.
Because
everything that you were is
just gone.
Gone.
And you don't remember living.
Yeah.
Your
own legacy is gone to
out
you.
Out the window.
Yeah.
The four titles make this so much more gut-wrenching as you're listening to this. And I found myself just kind of just upset again. And I had to leave during phase 4. This is phase 6.
Yeah.
This one is so much worse. And I didn't pause for this one because at this point I was in for it. This was something I needed to listen to just to finally get the final experience. However, after these white noises and cracks, you kind of get used to it after a while. The white noises at the very beginning of this are much more like if you, like when you pop popcorn or something like that, there's like that sudden just boom. That's pretty much what this is, but a more toned down way, and the screaming is back.
Mm.
The final 5 minutes is one of the most heartbreaking things you'll ever hear. It's like a last semblance of what was once music, or just what was once your memory, and it just kind of goes away. The last 5 minutes are just, is just gone. And referring back to why the caretaker used the song Heartaches by Al Boley at the very beginning of this thing, there is a line in that song where he says, "I can't believe it's just a burning memory." And that's part of where he got that idea from, as this is no more at the very end of this than a burning memory.
Oh.
The white noises become silent, and it just becomes just like a void. That's more your last sign of sanity in yourself. The last piece is signified as death, as just you're kind of fading away.
Yeah.
And that is the end of the phases.
And it seems like by the end that it's, and I felt this way about when my grandmother passed, is that it's almost a mercy for them at that point. Mm-hmm. That, you know, their pain is finally over and they can move on to where they have their memories back and they're at peace.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hard one to look into. And after the caretaker spent so much time, like years, putting himself into that, is he okay?
Yeah.
It's just...
Well, and the fact that he's been diagnosed with it, like, how terrifying is that? Because now he knows exactly what's going to happen. And that's got to be so scary.
Yeah. So Kirby really set out to show what this journey is. And he did a beautiful job. Again, listen to that track. Please, if you're going on like a long car ride and you want to just kind of go without getting distracted or anything like that, put it on and just go. That is if you're in a good spot mentally. Don't do that after listening to this, please. It really makes you look more at the world with clear eyes, as you are not the only one in this world who's fighting a battle.
Mm-hmm.
There is always someone out there who is going to have it worse than you.
Yeah.
And that's not a really good thing to live by, because, I mean, while it's true, it just, it's life.
Well, it teaches us to be appreciative of what we have,
because exactly.
there's somebody that would love to be in the position that you're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a couple other notes and tidbits around here. Everywhere at the End of Time was his final project underneath of the caretaker name. He is still making like digital music and stuff, and it sounds beautiful. His work is very kind of, if you just want something to just kind of go along to, he's got something for everybody. There's just vibes. There's like lo-fi type looking things or whatever. And it's really cool. And the Haunted Ballroom one, I listened to a little bit of it, and that's pretty. If you, it reminded you of the Haunted Mansion, it could be a Haunted Mansion soundtrack. It was beautiful. So I have a couple of little dementia facts around here. There are currently estimated to be over 55 million people living with dementia at the moment.
Wow.
And a new case arises every 3 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Yeah. The number one cause of dementia is Alzheimer's and or a gene. So this was a fun fact for me as I was looking into this. I learned that Jake's family has it.
Jake is her friend.
Yes, Jake is also one of my best friend. Jake's family that runs in it. So as I'm looking into this, he's like, well, hey, great. Tell me what you know so I'm prepared. And I'm like, you're not allowed to talk about that because I'm going to be sad. Yeah. So people along with this can live a very painful and what will feel an elongated 10 years. Which, if you can think about it, think about being put in like a little cement box for 10 years of your life. Knowing that everything is just kind of gone.
Yeah. Well, that it's kind of like being in prison.
Yeah. Except some people should be there. Yeah. Nobody should get to have this. Like, this sucks.
Kind of like what the West Memphis 3 went through. But they were in there.
Oh, look at you doing callbacks to your other episodes.
I will always do callbacks to those kids because, bless their hearts, they...
You're like in love with Damien or something.
Not in love with him. I respect him. And I feel horrible. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because when we were watching that thing, you were like, he fine. And then you do that with the Elvis thing every time Austin Butler comes on and he's singing Trouble or something like that. He does like the, dun, 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 you're looking for trouble. And you're like, ah!
Your sister's my favorite.
That's fair, yeah. So I did draw my own little diagram for you, because I love you, of what a brain with dementia and what a brain without dementia looks like. And for this example, I used mushrooms. So think of this as a perfectly clean mushroom. This is just a normal brain. Your average Joe brain.
Circle completely colored in.
Yes. This one, it's got holes in it.
Yeah.
If you actually look at a side-by-side of these two brains, one is smaller than the other. And it's not an insult. It's just true.
Shrinking?
It is shrinking. And the brain with dementia is also more like, it looks like it's breaking apart itself. It looks like somebody has gone in there and just started moving things around.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh. And I think that is the final things in there. However, and I was telling my mother about this when we were in the car coming back home from school. The songs used in these things are also, a lot of them are used in one of my favorite genres of horror, which is analog horror. And a lot of those, some of the best ones are on YouTube. My personal favorite ones are the Mandela Catalog is my top favorite. I love that so much. It's by Alex Kister. Look at it. It's amazing. The Walton Files by Martin Walls and Local 58 by Local 58. Along with Gemini Home Entertainment, which I can't remember the name of the person who created it. But all of those are absolutely amazing. And some of them are, I really wish that movies would incorporate some of these things. Because the creator of the Mandela Catalog is 2 years older than me, and he has somehow created some of the best kind of like psychological horror ever. So much better than a lot of other horror movies can do. And it's not like The Shining at all, but they both kind of have the same effect to where like psychologically it's doing something to your brain.
Yeah.
And so that's that. And I didn't go on a tangent for a while.
I warned her about going off on a tangent about the analog because I knew we could do a whole nother episode just about that.
I'm not going to do I won't make you go through that because I could talk about that for years.
I know. And sometimes you do.
I don't talk about analog horror too much. I made you watch an episode of the Mandela Catalog, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
The Think Principle. Mm-hmm. Do it. It's amazing.
Okay, yeah. So we need to wrap this up. Is there a closing thought about this project that you could give to people?
Hug your grandma. Hug your grandma. She could be going through something that she doesn't know about and you don't know about.
Well, that's good advice anyway. Just always hug
Just
your
hug
grandma.
Your grandma.
Hug your grandma.
You can hug your grandpa too, I guess. But
Papa likes hugs.
Papa likes hugs. I'm worried about your grandma.
Papas get it too.
Papa, yeah, that's true.
Hug your grandma and grandpa.
Do it. They're old people. Old people are in danger. Protect old people. I am in support of old people.
I'm Elliot Rourke, and I support
I heart old people. I'm not. All right. Don't.
Well, yeah. You did a lot of great research on this.
Thank you.
And this was very fascinating. And we appreciate you bringing this to us.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. So that's all we got for you this time. You know how to end this? You know what we do? Until next time.
Do the VeggieTales one? Remember.
What are you
God loves you. I don't know.
No, that's not what we do.
He loves you very much.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.